KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us. I was actually out last week, and kind of good to be back behind the mic, back on the bike. You know, I was preparing this morning for a broadcast coming up Friday. On Fridays, the final segment, we typically do a Friday financial update with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. He's the president there. And we're going to do a full hour with Brian. Last week or two, we just kind of touched on benefits offered by employers and why it's important to not neglect those. And we're going to go into some more detail on that, not only saving for the future, but health insurance, life insurance, and some of the benefits that you may not, you know, you kind of overlook. But we're going to go into depth about that on Friday's ABQ Connect. Join us for that from 1 to 2 later this week. And we're anticipating the second half of the show, catching up with Across Nations, doing great work to reach out to the Navajo Nation in several ways. We'll get the details about that hopefully in the second half of today's show. Also want to kind of bring to light or put a spotlight on front page for us right now is Freedom Celebration 2025. It's going to be at Expo New Mexico. That's Saturday, June 28th. And really the activity that day gets underway at 4 p.m., with the fun zone for the whole family. They'll have a car show and food trucks, extreme sports, and of course, later that evening, you know, around 6 o'clock or so, the stage comes to life with music from Calvary MSC. Jordan Felice will take the stage. By the way, the whole event is no charge to attendees, so plan on coming out. It'll be a great evening. More music from Passion featuring Christian Stanfill. So this will be some great worship music. And the music rounds out with Jeremy Camp. Jeremy's been a friend to this ministry and the ministry of Calvary Church Albuquerque, maybe for decades. I mean, it's right from the get-go, when Jeremy was just getting started, we remember having him in studio. So looking forward to having a good friend back, of course. His wife, Adriana, was on the air with us last year with an event she did here at Calvary Church. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the big deal for Freedom Celebration is an opportunity to invite everyone and intently bring someone with you to hear the message of true freedom only found in Christ. That message delivered by Skip Heitzig. Once again this year. So God willing, we'll have a great event that wraps up with one of New Mexico's biggest firework displays. And man, if we're going to be down at Expo New Mexico, we'll be, you know, not quite center city, but kinda. It's going to be a great venue, and we hope you'll bring someone with you and let everyone know about it. Share it on your social media. You can actually share the link, freedomabq.com. That not only has all the information I just gave you, but it will also have frequently asked questions and what have you. So go check that out, freedomabq.com, and put it on your calendar for June 28th at Expo New Mexico. In studio with us to start off the show, Jody Hendricks is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Steve. It's a pleasure as always.
Have you ever been to Freedom Celebration?
I have.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
What's your favorite part? Do you have a favorite memory?
The music.
Yeah?
Yeah. My kids, I think it was actually the year, it may have been last year, when David Crowder came.
It was more than last year. I know that for sure.
Last year, it was 2 years ago. Yeah. I don't know. But that was, I think, my favorite year. My kids just
Bloom Fiesta
loved
Park?
It. Yes, yeah. At Bloom Fiesta Park.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of great worship music there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's done stuff with Passion over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think back to Charlie Hall and oh, now it's, oh, Chris Tomlin, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, Christian Stanfield's kind of the, you know, passion 2.0.
Yes.
Because I remember back in 96 seeing Chris, about 96, late 90s, seeing Chris Tomlin on the stage at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, and it was a worship night where you had Michael W. Smith was there, Darlene Zech was there.
Yes.
All these big worship leaders were there. And, you know, as each one sang, kind of a niche crowd would kind of, those guys over there are into that. And I'm going to tell you, when the passion artist, Chris Tomlin, came to stage in his torn jeans and flannel shirt and a single guitar, everyone stood in worship.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to passion being here. They seem to always have that effect.
Yes.
And then Jeremy Camp, of course, he's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. Good old Jeremy.
Yeah. And a great guy.
He is.
Yeah. So we didn't come here to spend the whole hour talking about the Freedom Celebration, but clearly I'm a little excited. Hope you are, too.
I am. I know my kids are, too.
And you have your own event, New Mexico Family Action Movement, a festival that's just around the corner.
Yes. Coming up in July. We're excited to have our annual festival. So this will be our third year. And each year we've had it so far, we have grown significantly.
Good.
So we're really hoping for this year to see it even bigger as far as the opportunities that families are going to have to connect with so many fantastic things here in our community, but also just to have fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it being in July with so many other things between now and then, you know, we don't right now need to necessarily nail down, you know, here's where you need to be at what time. But we do want to talk about the festival, you know, what's happened there in the past.
Yeah.
Which will really give us a good why of why this year you should plan on making it a part of your summer activities. You know, let's back up a little bit before we get to that and the festival in more detail. We have you on regularly, I think at least about once a month. But for those not familiar with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, I do want to spend a little time there. Cause every time, for those who don't know, they need to be aware, and there's multiple ways to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, New Mexico FAM is a faith-based policy organization. So we advocate for biblical values in policy right here in New Mexico. But not only do we work in Santa Fe with legislators trying to stop bad bills and trying to pass good bills that will honor our values, we're also working in the community because we really want to help cultivate community across our state. We want to support the family because we firmly believe that strong communities come from strong families. God gave us a beautiful design for the family, and we want to be able to help families thrive in that design.
You know, we're not a video podcast, so you can't see me nodding. but amen. And that's why, you know, we're like-minded. You're here for that reason, and we appreciate all that you do. You know, those who've tuned in before and heard may not be aware, oh, this is who came on. One of a few groups we have on that have calls to action when the legislature's in session. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. During the legislative session, we're blowing up your email inbox with all of the information that is happening in Santa Fe. Because, you know, how can families know when and how to stand for their biblical values in our state legislature when they don't know what's happening?
Do you wear actual armor?
Yeah, I feel like I should. I really feel like I should suit up before I walk into the Capitol. But we want families to be aware of what's happening. So we're giving, you know, step-by-step updates of what's happening, what bills are being presented that are good or bad. But then we're also giving a very easy opportunity for families to use their voice, respond to those calls to action, to be able to show legislators, to show numbers, to increase the data that shows that New Mexico truly does hold to conservative and traditional values. No matter what our progressive legislators want you to believe or try to shout from the mountaintop, we're here to let families know you are not alone in your values and in wanting to stand for them. So don't be discouraged because we give you the opportunities to know how and when to do that.
And, you know, as you say that, first of all, when you were saying, you know, you said advocate, And doesn't everyone want an advocate?
Yes.
And of course, as Christians, we do. Through Christ, he advocates for us to the Father. And we appreciate all that New Mexico Family Action Movement does to be an advocate for families here in regards to biblical values and how it relates to what's happening in the Roundhouse and even, I'm going to guess, City Hall. I mean, things that happen there. But I do want to encourage the listener in the same way that New Mexico Family Action Movement and the team is being supportive of us as the body of Christ in this community, that we reciprocate. I was thinking, you know, I jokingly said, do you actually put on armor? You know, but it's tough.
It is.
And, you know, we who aren't doing what you, we can't imagine what it's like doing what you do. So please do be praying for Jody and the rest of the team at the New Mexico Family Action Movement, which, by the way, again, it's nmfam.org. Go to the website and surf a little bit, because that's a good way for you to find out more about what's happening, including, you know, I don't know how much you have posted about the festival yet, but that'll be there.
Yes.
But let's get back to talking about the and are you calling it a family festival?
Yes.
Coming in July. Let's, before we give the why, and this will probably give it to us, let's talk about what happened at the last year festival. What kind of things did you see happen?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was such a great opportunity to grow our community, and not just growing our community in numbers, but growing together in community to recognize that we have so much in common when we're holding to our biblical values, our conservative values. So last year, we saw 45 different booths. We had about 35 of those were different ministries from around the Bernalillo area, Bernalillo County. And they came out and they participated with us in this festival. So they had fun carnival games, prizes for the kids. We had food trucks. We had some great treats. We had Chick-fil-A out there giving out some free swag. We had some vendors selling some items. But mostly, we had these ministries that are all offering some type of resource for the family.
Yeah.
And they came out to just pour into the community. And it was absolutely wonderful to see everyone realizing we are on the same page. We have the same goal, and we want to further God's kingdom here in New Mexico. And so we all came together. These organizations joined us in the festival and just put on a great time. So we saw a great amount of families coming through, kids walking around with their candy bags and prizes, and parents really surprised at all of the resources they were gathering, fun things for their kids to do, free things for their kids to do, some paid things for their kids to do, some education options, family planning, financial planning for your family's future, those kinds of things that were all available, that just created for a fun time, but also something that helped people realize all of the beautiful resources that are available to them right here in their community.
Now, let's assume that we have some people listening now that head up local organizations that, you know, whether they're specifically reaching out to the Christian community or just those generally in need.
Yes.
And they're listening and go, well, I wasn't there last year. there's opportunity for them to be a part of this.
Absolutely. We want as many organizations as we can get to come together and join us, because we believe that if you have something to offer to the family that can help a family move from surviving to thriving, then you belong at our festival. And so it not only gives us an opportunity to show families what we have to offer to help families, to build strong families, it gives you and your organization the opportunity to get your ministry or your resources out into the community. It gives you a free opportunity to come out and share what you have to offer, whether it's from, you know, childcare services, or maybe it's, you know, a mom's day out, or maybe it's literacy, you know, teaching adults or kids how to read, tutoring, education related issues, financial related issues. I mean, you name it. We've got drug rehab. We've got pregnancy centers. We've got so many great things. We're looking for mental health agencies who are willing to come out and say, hey, we're a connection for you. If you or someone in your family needs mental health services, here's a place to get plugged in. We're looking for anybody who has things that they can offer to support any type of issue that a family may face.
Okay. And then what if you're someone, you know, you mentioned last year there was food trucks and, you know, the kids were walking around with candy and treats and they were provided prizes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess, you know, that doesn't just pop out of nowhere.
No.
You're in need of sponsorship.
Yes.
Whether in literal, you know, organizations or businesses that want to come alongside and yeah, you know, we want to pay and be a sponsor of this event. Is there different levels of that? How do they go about finding out more? And also, I'm going to imagine individuals that go to nmfam.org and find, because it is a nonprofit organization,
yes,
and find ways to give financially on the website. Those are always to help, but to speak to the people and maybe business leaders that may want to be part of sponsoring this.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. If you do go to our website and go to our donate page, you can click on donating to the foundation and you can put in the comment line to designate for the foundation or for the festival. If you just want to give something towards the festival. But if you're looking at sponsoring, meaning we're putting your name out there to say, hey, this company, this business is partnering with us because they believe in cultivating community like we do, and you want to help be able to support the expenses that go into putting on a festival like this, we have three tiers of sponsorship. We have our silver, gold, and platinum. So our silver is going to be our base sponsorship for $250. And we're going to put your business name on our website as one of our partners. We'll have a place for you to share a pamphlet or a business card or something to show that you are one of our sponsors and that you have joined with us to help put this on. Then you go up to the gold, and that's a $500 sponsorship. And that one's going to get you a little bit more exposure. And then the platinum is the $1,000 sponsorship, and that one will get you even more exposure. You'll be listed in our ads. You'll be noted as our partner. You'll be all kinds of stuff, which we can go into if somebody's interested in that. And then above and beyond that, if someone says, well, I want to be a platinum sponsor, but I want to give more than $1,000, well, guess what? We will take it. because we could use all the help that we can get, because we really want to spoil families. You know, in New Mexico, unfortunately, the family is under attack in so many different ways. And this is our opportunity to really spoil the family, to pour into them, to provide things that they may not receive otherwise. We want to give away some great things. We want to give away, you know, a $500 gift card for groceries. We want to give away, you know, electronics. We want to give away some experiences. So things that a family can do to have a fun day out that won't cost them anything, those kinds of things. If you want to donate something like that rather than cash, we're receiving those donations so that we can just spoil families.
Right. And if you're not sure, just connect with Jody via the website. You can go to nmfam.org. Is that the best way, Jody?
Yes, you can go to the website, nmfam.org, and if you click on the contact page, then that'll give you the opportunity to send us an email. If you don't want to navigate the website, you can just send that email directly to contact@nmfam.org.
Oh, that's easy.
Yes, contact. Super easy. Contact.
All right. All right. Anything else in regards to the festival? And is there anything this year that might be a little different than you anticipated for last year?
Yes, we are changing our venue this year. We're in the process of solidifying that, which is why that date hasn't been announced. We had some last minute shuffling on the calendar. So we are going to be looking at a new location this year. So it's not going to be in the same place. But also we have a lot of fun things that we're incorporating. I'm not going to give away too much because I want you to come and I want you to see and find out, but it is going to be a fun, fun day.
Now, this is in Albuquerque again this year. Did you end up with any outside of Albuquerque last year?
Due to the election, no. It was everybody was focused on election events. And so this year we're working to see if we can take our festival down south.
Okay, well, is that Las Cruces?
Yes.
Okay. If you're listening at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces and you know, you're like, you know what? Our organization, our church, you want to be a part of connecting with Jody, I'd encourage you to do that. Go to nmfam.org and let them know hey, what you're talking about, having an Albuquerque. We would love to have one of those here. As a matter of fact, maybe you're listening and you're that connector. Mm-hmm. You know, right? You're the person who knows all those organizations in Las Cruces. Make sure to reach out and let Jody know. We're going to take a quick break. Jody, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to come back and cover more with Jody. Jody Hendricks in studio for the first half of today's broadcast from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. That's nmfam.org. More after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, hey, confirmation. Our friends from the Navajo Nation at Across Nations, Chuck Harper and his wife Cindy, both here. And they'll be coming on our next couple of segments. We'll get caught up with them. Really looking forward to hearing more about what they do out there. And it blesses me, Jody, to have you in studio talking about the New Mexico Family Action Movement, all these groups that are doing, the work of the kingdom, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of work to be done. Jody, in this segment, we're going to look back, and we're going to look forward a little bit.
Okay.
We had you on in the last year to talk about the hashtag, remind me.
Yes, the hashtag series. The first one is hashtag no filter.
Hashtag, which I love. and you know what? This was your first try at authorship.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong. What I remember from that conversation, hashtag no Facebook, no filter, mm-hmm. Was to be clear, to be, we can, especially on social media, you know, we can hashtag and post mm-hmm. the beautiful life.
Oh, yes.
But it's when we can be transparent mm-hmm. and share who we really are.
Yes.
And what our needs are, not only how we might be able to get assistance from those that are close to us or maybe will grow closer to us, but how, if we're transparent, maybe about things we've experienced or life that we've led, how we can be a part of strengthening someone else.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the whole hashtag series is focused on identity because identity is under attack in our world today.
Right.
And that's kind of the beautiful connection between New Mexico FAM's mission and the books that I've been writing is that we need a resource for women, for men, for young adults to be able to dive into their identity, recognizing their divine design by the Creator Himself, and that because you are a creation of the Creator Himself, you need no filter. You know, in our society, we're told that filter is beauty. Every social media post, like you said, it's always filtered. That is not a real photo. Most of them have, you know, layers of pretty, you know, nice little filters over them to make them look good.
My favorite ones are actually the ones where I put hashtag no filter. You know, especially because I do a lot of landscape, you know, like look what the Lord did.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And wow, apply that to what you're talking about.
Yes. And exactly. That's exactly what we walk through in hashtag no filter. That the tagline of the book is unmasking the woman God created you to be. Now it's just as relevant for men. It's not written to where men can't read it.
And you testified, you had some guys that read it said, yes. Jody.
Yes. In fact, several of my endorsements are from, male leaders who have read it and said, this is fantastic.
By the way, you can find out more about the book on the website at nmfam.org.
Yes.
When you go to find out about Jody's pages on there and what have you. But go ahead. I interrupted Jody.
No, it's just that idea that we get so lost in the filters that we put on, trying to create that perfect picture, trying to, not just for posting on social media, but to live it out, you know, walking around saying, am I living up to everyone else's expectations? Am
yeah.
I living up to my own possibly unrealistic expectations? And what have I put in place to try to fake it till I make it?
Yeah.
What have I done that has actually distorted God's original design? And what does it look like to recognize what those filters are and to shatter them?
You know, Jody, I totally agree. I'm going to ask you a question though, because, you know, and it's, I mean, I know in my life at times, and what do you tell people that say, yeah, I do that. But some of that isn't so much because I'm ashamed of, but because I'm trying to be wise as a serpent in that, who do I trust with this information?
Yeah.
Do you run into that?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I like to tell people, which we actually walk through in the book, is this doesn't mean that you air your dirty laundry, that there's no filter, as in I'm going to expose everything and I'm going to just
please,
hang it all out there, throw out the dirty laundry in the front yard for everyone to see. That's not what we're talking about. And we're not even talking about necessarily, well, sometimes people will refer to someone's mouth as no filter, right?
Yeah.
They don't know when to be quiet. They don't know how to guard their words. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is recognizing what we've done to disguise who God created us to be, to let go of that. You know, so often we get trapped by other people's expectations. We get trapped by society's expectations. Think about women. You have to look just right. You have to speak just right. You have to have your hair done just right. You have to wear the right clothes. You have to, everything is defining beauty based on a world's standard. And so we're going to drop those filters and we're going to redefine it by the creator himself.
Okay. I just thought of it. I don't know if you call it an illustration, but here's where I have no filter. Okay. I go golfing on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time in the past where I went often enough that it was like, you know what? Yeah, I can keep up, you know, and I don't so much anymore. But I never tweaked my card. I never, you know, so what do you shoot? You know, you know what? I can count how many times I shot under 100 on one hand. I go for the birds, the bunnies, the bees, and the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going for the score, I'd be out there an awful lot more than I am right now. So I'm transparent about that.
Yes.
But there's other people I go with, you know, they're scoring or they did score last week or, you know, and maybe they did. But, you know, often it's like, okay, cool,
well,
cool story.
Let's think about that. You know, when people are so adamant about, well, look at me, look what I did. I scored this or I did this or I'm, you know, thinking about, let's think about moms, women. I got all the kids to school on time and I have all of their lunches packed perfectly and they each have little, you know, cute heart for their sandwiches and they have, you know, you want to say all of these things, look at me, what I'm doing. But really what that's coming from mentally, that's coming from that need for the answer of, am I enough?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we will never find the answer we want from the world.
And you know what? It's the people that I talk with, you know, you might talk about your grown kids and what they're doing. And there's another place where you can filter because, you know, you share the highlights, you know, the A-reel.
Yep. Instead of the real stuff.
Yeah. And it's the people who say, yeah, but we're, you know, we're really struggling with, you know, I have a lot of respect for, you know, I think a lot of people are hesitant to do that. And again, you know, you need to be careful where you share stuff.
Right.
But I have so much respect and actually maybe would more trust someone who's being that open with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hashtag no filter. And we've got a couple minutes, but real quick, let's talk about what's soon to come. And when it does, we'll go into more depth.
Yes. So book number two, hashtag Thrive, has now gone to the publisher. So it is going through the process, and we'll hopefully have a release date shortly. But hashtag Thrive is the second book in the series that continues to walk us through our identity in Christ. So hashtag No Filter really focuses on how we see ourselves and therefore how we see our God as well, recognizing the identity that He has created us for. But then hashtag Thrive takes us a step further and says, you were not made to just survive. You were made to thrive. And we walk through the covenant path of Scripture, looking at each individual covenant and how God returned to us the ability to thrive that we were originally created with, that unfortunately was lost when sin came into the world. And so it's a beautiful journey to say, I'm going beyond embracing who God created me to be. Now I'm going to step into the reality that I was made to thrive. When you feel like you're just barely surviving, we're missing something, and we need to come back to that thriving ability that He's given us.
Well, Jody Hendricks has been our guest with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Go to nmfam.org. Don't forget, in July, that family festival is coming. Jody will be back in before then to nail down the details, the location and timing of that. But don't forget, if you're an organization that wants to take part in it, a business maybe to sponsor it, maybe you have or know someone with a food truck that would want to be a part of this, or you can help out with treats or prizes, make sure to contact the organization, the New Mexico Family Action Movement, at nmfam.org. Jody, thanks so much for coming in. Look forward to having you back in summertime.
Yes. Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Stay with us. Chuck Harper and Cindy with him from Across Nations, and we will get to details and an update on what's happening on the Navajo Nation and Way of Ministry right after this on ABQ Connect.